The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
Sports,
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 sports.
So they just sit there and talk about sports?
Yeah, and whatever else we want to get into. Whatever the hell else we want to get into. And there's a lot. And guess who's back? The Voldemort. Let's do it. It's a Thursday on the Blitz.
Shall we begin?
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for Thursday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe with me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon, A.J. Hoffman, Chocolate Braveheart, Aaron Rabel, the Voldemort is back and already being tasked with getting a basketball game on. If you want to get in today, 713-780, ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776, or you can get us on the Blitz Facebook page today, because Aaron will read your messages that you send, and if he likes them, he'll read them on air. There's Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Aaron is blitzed, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show, you know the number for that. And if you want to watch us on Twitch, go to twitch.tv/ESPN975, and guess what? You can get in there, comment there. And you can hear us on the breaks. We kind of continue the show. Not every break. Sometimes we take a little bit of a break because you have to. And it's already Thursday.
Happy Thursday!
Which is really our last, I think it's our last real day of show, because Fridays are generally just a frat party drinking thing.
Oh, yeah!
So, yeah. Mm. What's going on, Hoffman?
The NBA is back. I care today, finally.
What, did you make a wager?
No, I didn't even make a wager. But now's the, like, all the playoff spots, all the playoff matchups have been decided except for one. And I don't know why I'm incredibly intrigued by that last remaining playoff spot.
Yeah, because there's all kinds of scenarios there. It's kind of fun, yeah.
So, and I'm torn in a lot of ways. The Spurs, let's just say the Spurs aren't going to make it, okay?
Yeah, it's almost impossible.
Sorry, they need the three teams in front of them to lose.
Right.
I don't even know if that would be enough. I'm just saying Spurs are out.
Yeah, I had all the scenarios, but it's...
I've got them. I can tell you the actual scenarios. It's easier for me to just say the Spurs are out, but really what needs to happen, the Spurs have to beat the Jazz.
Right, which they can do, not a worry.
Even if they win...
They need two of those teams to lose.
Two of the top three need to lose for them to be the 9 seed.
Yeah.
If all three lose, the Spurs can be the 8th seed.
Yeah, that's not going to happen. But it's not impossible that two of those teams lose. It's not really likely, though.
Memphis has to... Well, let's start at the top. Let's start with Portland. They are in the driver's seat. They control their own destiny. They can lose today and still be the 9 seed if two of the other three teams also lose.
Right.
So they're in good shape.
But just win and you're in.
Win and you're in. And they're playing the Nets. I think most people would say the Blazers are playing what we would call good basketball right now.
Yeah. Very good basketball.
Honestly.
Not scare the Lakers basketball like everybody's trying to say, but they're playing good basketball.
Well, I'll say this, man. In that bubble, who knows what'll happen?
That's true.
So, I mean, obviously we think that some teams have a better chance of scaring the Lakers than others.
Yeah.
And the reality is you get one turned LeBron ankle.
Yep.
One turned Anthony Davis ankle, it's anybody's series. Let's face
that's almost every team, though. I mean, and that's what I think is going to be fun about this. Yeah, I actually started getting stoked about it yesterday because, you know, the games didn't really mean anything. But then once you start looking at scenarios like this, like all the stuff that could happen, and, you know, it's starting to feel like the hockey did, where you actually had games that meant something versus games that didn't. Well, now you're going to have games that mean something, and you've got the Suns going right now here.
Now, had you asked me before, I would have said, I want Memphis in, because, you know, I love Ja Morant.
Yes.
I'm a big fan of his. Memphis, if they beat Milwaukee, Memphis can finish no worse than 9th. Milwaukee has no Giannis, nothing to play for. Giannis decided to headbutt Mo Wagner yesterday. I mean, I don't know where that came from.
It's those damn foreigners, man.
But it's almost halftime, and the Grizzlies are up 60-48 on the Bucks. So I would say right now it looks like things are safe for the Grizz. The Suns are not a team that I ever cheer for. But right now, I'll be honest. The Suns may end up, they may end up going 8-0.
They've been fun to watch.
They could be 8-0 and still not make it.
Yeah, well, you know, had a long way to come back from.
Yeah, but Devin Booker is fascinating. Yeah. They're a fun team. Again, do I think that they have any chance of scaring the Lakers? Probably not.
No, but it'd be fun to see them get in. And come back and go 8-0. I mean, that's pretty impressive.
So they're currently up 56-47. As they get late in the second quarter. Actually, they're about halfway through the second quarter. They're not as late as the other game is into it. There's 5 minutes left in the first half between Phoenix and Dallas, and Phoenix up handily. It is halftime now. Grizzlies up 10 on the Bucks.
Okay.
So let's say the Grizzlies and the Suns both win these games today. If the Blazers win, then the Suns are still out despite going 8-0, which is tough. But honestly, if either one of these teams wins, the Spurs Jazz game that starts at 5:30,
meaningless
game.
Yeah.
But that Blazers Nets game is suddenly anything but meaningless.
Right.
So suddenly I have a an interest in this thing.
Congratulations.
I'm excited to see who gets it. And I'll be honest, I've felt almost no excitement about the NBA until now, and now it feels like the playoffs. So I'm like, ooh, it's time. It's time. Now I can care. The Nets, they've made the playoffs. They're locked into their spot. They're going to play the Raptors, Fred's Raptors, in round one. So it doesn't matter at all to them, but it's going to matter a lot to the Portland Trailblazers. So, and then I'll be interested when we get to the 8 versus 9 matchup.
Yeah,
that's intriguing to me.
You know what?
Win twice before they win one. I like that.
You know what it kind of feels like? The last day of the baseball season when 3 or 4 teams have a shot at the wild card.
Exactly.
It's kind of what this. This is because I got excited about it a little bit yesterday when I started reading all the scenarios, and and I've been watching more basketball than baseball over the last. I mean, I've still been watching mostly hockey, but yeah, I started getting excited when we start getting to playoffs, and I think you're right with the whole bubble scenario. You're looking at, you know, yeah, I don't want to say anything goes because I still think it's going to come down to Lakers or Clippers in the West, but yeah, you're one injury away. And I think it's a more likely scenario to happen than it would at the end of a long regular season. So
on top of that, we're going to have Rockets Thunder, which, let's face it, that's intriguing.
Yes, it is.
And I don't care what you think of if the Rockets are the better team, if you think the Thunder are the better team. The fact that those two teams who swapped point guards in the offseason – that's a big deal.
Especially if Russell Westbrook can't play a few games. Going to get really interesting.
Man, I'm going to throw this out there, and you can poo-poo it if you want. I don't know, and I don't know what the extent of Russ's injury is.
I don't think it's that bad.
I don't either, but I do note it. I did note when they started this thing that Russ had coronavirus. Let's not forget.
Yeah.
He had COVID. So it's not out of the realm of possibility to think that his body is somewhat compromised right now. And he may not ever be back at 100%, much less by the end of this season. So I think that is something to consider.
But you love doing that, don't you? This guy may never be the same. That's one of your favorite things.
I don't know.
No, but I mean, I think it's fair to bring up that he had COVID and he may not.
I think we can all agree. No one knows how these bodies are going to respond to having COVID long term. So this isn't hyperbole.
It's
we don't
hyperbole.
Know if he'll ever be the same because we don't know the extent of it.
But we don't know that he won't. I mean, that's the thing. Yeah, it is. It's
the whole
a little
thing
hyperbole.
About I don't know is it could go this way,
but
it could go the other way.
I think it's a really fair point to bring up that, he's recovering from this, and we don't know whether or not he's 100% now or whether or not he's going to be 100% by the end of the season. It turns into hyperbole when you drop the he may never be the same on there, because that's a pretty small percentage.
Okay.
That's all. I'm agreeing with your point, though.
I'm saying if he was a 100% athlete, and we can agree, Russell Westbrook was an elite athlete. Of the millions of people who play sports, the thousands of people who play sports, he's one of the 1%.
Easily.
Okay. So if we give him a score of on 1 to 100, he's a 100. It's crazy. Is it crazy to think COVID makes him a 98?
Well,
like his lung capacity isn't what it used to be, even just a little bit. That makes a big difference.
It does, but you cut his minutes, you do things like that. You can mitigate that, but
that means he's not the same player.
But he can be the same player for fewer minutes.
But what one of the great things about Russ is Russ was an every minute player,
pretty much. Yeah. I haven't seen any indication of that, really.
I haven't either. I haven't either. I'm not saying that that's the case.
And I mean, I think like I said it's fair to bring up, but I haven't. There's no proof of that. But there's also all this other stuff, like guys get muscle soreness and things like that, and maybe that does affect whether or not you're pulling something. Yeah, I don't know, but I'm not worried. He'll be ready for the playoffs, but it is. I mean, there's no reason for him to play these last two games. So,
here's the other thing. We'll talk about it on the other side. How if the Rockets lose this series, it's more than just losing a series. It's going to be a lot of egg on their face.
Oh, well, no question. And, I don't think anyone would fault them for trading Chris Paul at the time. But results are what matters, right?
Yep.
All right, quick break. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to The Blitz.
Lock and load, boys.
On ESPN 97.5.
As we get older, some simple things get harder to do, and for many, just getting up and out of your chair can now be a challenge. Well, that's why America's Lift Chair created a comfortable motorized recliner chair that easily helps you in and out of the chair at the push of a button. America's Lift Chair not only gives you your independence back, but it looks and feels great. And right now, you can try this amazing lift chair for 14 full days in the comfort of your own home, absolutely risk-free. Just call 800-709-7413 right now to try the amazing lift chair shipped to you for free and placed anywhere in your home with safe, free, white glove delivery. If you or your loved one is starting to have difficulty getting up and out of your chair, or you have arthritis, limited balance or mobility, back or hip pain, America's Lift Chair is for you. Call 800-709-7413 right now to try this amazing lift chair absolutely risk-free. Call 800-709-7413 now. That's 800-709-7413. 800-709-7413.
Pro baseball's back at Constellation Field in Sugar Land. It's where you'll see some of the best minor leaguers in the country. A social distance seating plan is in place, and the ballpark is thoroughly sanitized for each game. Friday, enjoy Victory Solar-sponsored fireworks and get your Jaws movie poster giveaway courtesy of Assured Flow Solutions. Saturday and Sunday, our Parrot Head jersey giveaways courtesy of Texas Direct Auto. Tickets start at only $9. Get yours today at SugarlandSkeeters.com. That's SugarlandSkeeters.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Up to 5 messages a month. No guarantee of credit score increase. TNC and privacy policy found at PossibleFinance.com/privacy.
You know how it goes. You're broke. You can maybe squeak by on mac and cheese till payday, but then...
Oh, my car!
Now you need some money, and you're thinking...
I guess I'll have to overdraft my bank account.
But you can't afford those big overdraft fees.
I know, but what else can I do?
Text IMPROVE to 64000 and download the Possible Finance app.
Possible Finance?
Possible Finance can loan you up to $500 in minutes at a good interest rate, and repaying is easy. Plus, if you miss a payment, there's no penalty.
But my credit's awful.
You don't need good credit. In fact, no credit is fine, too. And using Possible Finance can improve your credit score.
So with Possible Finance, Finance, I can fix my car and my credit?
It's a win-win. Download the Possible Finance app and get up to $500 in minutes. Just text IMPROVE to 64000. Text IMPROVE to 64000 to download the app. Text IMPROVE to 64000.
At GiveMeTheVIN.com, a big part of being America's best car buyer is knowing the market. Current trending shows wholesale demands are driving the market up, way up. That means your vehicle has more value right now, today, than ever. And that's where we come in. GiveMeTheVIN.com is fast, it's easy, and we pay top dollar. Just go to GiveMeTheVIN.com, put in your license or VIN number, and bam, you'll get your check on the spot from America's best car buyer.
Sell us your car.
GiveMeTheVIN.com. So easy you can do it in your underwear.
Listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Before we get to your point, I don't know if you saw what Patrick Creighton tweeted out a few minutes ago.
I did not.
It says, which of these two statements regarding ESPN 975 personalities, A.J. is the real and Jason Braddock, do you believe to be more truthful? AJ hates Houston teams. Jason is a homer. Fred has great hair. I think you need a D, all of the above.
Okay, you've worked with me for a long time. Do you believe that I blanketedly hate Houston teams?
Blanketly, no.
Because I cheered for the 2017 Astros.
Yeah, yeah. I think people misinterpret some of your stuff because we tend to look at things as objectively as possible. And guess what? We're in Houston. So you're going to do more on right. The Houston teams. And sometimes it's not going to be what people want to hear, and that's fine. But I mean, if you're going to be a diddle-free Texans guy, I think you're going to have to be a little bit more like the previous guy who did nothing but write positive
things
stuff
about that. I got a lot of that. That's what I've heard about Pat D. Stat, is apparently if you question the Texans or you say anything negative about them, he like condescends to you.
Oh yeah. Oh, he did.
I don't know anything about, again,
he hasn't for days, so.
Well, yeah, he doesn't do it anymore.
I think it's past tense.
But I will not do that. I will not condescend to you if you say Bill O'Brien's a moron. I'll just go, well, let me check my sources. Sources say yes, you're right, sir.
What if they defend him? And say he's rewriting the book on how to be a GM.
Listen, he is. Absolutely he is. Oh. Now, what kind of book is that? I don't know.
I have a list. I think Aaron sent it over, ranking the 32 GMs in the NFL. I bet you can't wait to see where Bill O'Brien
ranks. I cannot wait. And I will say, whatever Texans news you get from me, Aaron, you missed yesterday's show.
I did.
Yesterday, we made an announcement that I am going to be the new Texans reporter without kid rape. So if you want your Texans news from a non-kid rape guy, I'm the guy.
So I should be following you right now.
I'm the guy you want to follow.
Hold on, let me go do this real quick.
Now listen, if you are okay getting Texans news from a pedophile, then you know what? You go your own way. That's not me. If that's what you're looking for, I don't want your follow. If you are looking for pedophile news, I'm not your guy. If you want news from a non-pedophile, follow me. I'm going to draw a line in the sand and say either you're with me or you're with that. You're either with me or you're with child sex. So what's it going to be, Texans fans? Buck up, Buttercup. It's time to make a choice.
So that's a lot of responsibility to be the number one source for news. Do you have? Are you going to have a bunch of little...
Well, he never said the number one.
I didn't say that.
He's just the new non-rapey source.
Okay.
Yeah. But the only guarantee, my news may not be that great. I can't guarantee anything about my news being good. One thing I guarantee, it will never be kid rape news. Like, you'll never get it from a pedophile. Like, I'll always give it from a non-pedophile viewpoint.
I was just looking to see if you needed some worker bees beneath you so I can expand my role and take on more responsibility.
I'll have to do a background check on you, a very thorough background check.
Pass the first one.
What's your real name?
You know my real name.
Oh, sure I do. Sure I do, Aaron Starr.
Aaron D. Stat.
Aaron D. Stat. Lance Erline said, I'm not allowed to do that. I'm not allowed to just put D-stat on people's names and like make it like they're now a pedophile. But I think I can.
I mean, did somebody give Lance the authority to decree this?
No, Lance.
I mean, you have to know the context. It's like apparently he got a spam message from me. And so he was telling us this, and AJ was, you know, put D-stat on my name. And then Lance said, you can't just put D-stat.
Because the D-stat said, your spam email said, hey, do any of you guys know this girl?
Yeah, it was something really creepy. And so in context, it was funny.
So what's the result of Patrick Creighton's?
Well, I haven't checked the poll yet.
Okay.
But get to your point, though, because I have something else I want to get to before I forget.
Okay, about the NBA and the Thunder and the Rockets and what this thing could mean. Let's just say, and I don't know, I think these two teams are pretty evenly matched, honestly, the Thunder and the Rockets. I think any given day it could go one way. They could have some matchup problems, and especially if Russell Westbrook's not 100%, if he's not on the floor, I like the Thunder to win the series. If he is on, or if Russ is on the floor and Russ is out there and he's playing like Russ, I think the Rockets should win the series. But whatever happens, if the Rockets do lose this series, we got to remember they traded not only Chris Paul for Russell Westbrook, they also gave up first round picks in 2024 and 2026, and then the opportunity to swap picks in 21 and 25. So they gave up a lot of future stuff. And by the way, you can say, well, the Rockets never care about draft picks. By 2026, they might want to care about draft picks. I don't know if you think that James Harden has 6+ more years of being an elite player in the NBA.
Well, and how long does Russell have, too, on top of that? Now, I'm guessing there's lottery protection for some of those if they totally tank. But wouldn't it be funny if the Rockets pick that they traded this year wound up being higher than the Thunder's pick?
It would be interesting.
Yeah, I think some heads would roll. I don't think there's any question. And some heads would have to roll.
And they should.
But,
and I mean, we all kind of think that the D'Antoni, I mean, unless they come up with some ridiculous run, and I would say they at least have to make it to the finals.
Yeah.
If they don't make it to the finals, he's probably gone. So I don't know what, but that, who's left? I think you know.
Yeah.
I think we both know.
Nobody wants to say it.
Because it ain't James.
Nope.
He ain't going anywhere.
Nope.
So if it ain't D'Antoni, because we assume he's going to be gone anyway, and it ain't James, because you know he's not going somewhere, who takes the fall? Who could it
be? What would be the story?
I'm just saying, you guys, Lord and Savior Daryl Morey may want to watch it because.
Yeah. Well, and the funny part is nothing he can do now.
Nope. It's done.
You just got to sit back and watch. It's like when you make your bet on a horse race, it's in. You're done. Whatever happens, that's you better hope you're right.
Well, John says Rockets in 5 over OKC, even if Westbrook doesn't play at all. Hashtag one mission. Okay, sir.
Good luck. Good luck.
I hope you're not a sports match better.
Well, if you're a one mission guy, then, hey, can I defend somebody real quick?
Yes.
Apparently, you know, our buddy Craig Shelton, who's still doing those masks, by the way, if you want some, but apparently they were catching a bunch of grief because people thought they covered up the Patrick Starfish story when on HMW, and so he tweeted out it was not true that they were covering up. He said, I was the one with the story, and I made the decision not to write about it. We simply didn't have all the facts, so I killed it. And you know, people are saying, oh, the facts existed. Well, the facts of the case you could find,
right?
But until you can prove it's the same guy, you can't go with a story like that. They actually did the responsible thing rather than just print rumors about something that you couldn't prove. And they're taking grief for that. So I'll just, for those of you guys who think that, first off, I've had to make hundreds of these calls over the year, including a couple on SportsMap recently, that were, you know, there are times a story hits a dead end. And you can say, all right, well, if we get more information, we'll come back to it. And you never do. And that happens. There's a lot of stuff out there that we chased for years and never could nail down. And that was with professional investigative reporters. So if you think that it's really that easy to get a story and be responsible about it, then you're pretty stupid. I mean, it really isn't. And in this case, there's a lot of people that couldn't prove it. It was just a rumor. Until you could prove it was the same guy, which it is, then, you know, and even I was careful the first day because I'm like, well, I mean, and then I was able to confirm it's the same guy and was able to get the details of the case. And so, yeah, I feel completely comfortable ripping the hell out of him.
Well, I'd like to bring in Jason Braddock. If Jason is in here early enough, I'd like to talk to him about some stuff at an old radio station, because apparently some people at another radio station in town knew and said, no big deal.
Well, and if that's your decision, okay. I disagree with it, but if you know and you say, we're all right with a diddler on our staff, okay. But yeah, I'd like to hear from him, too. We were talking to him a little bit about it after the show yesterday. All right, we are going to take a quick break. Yeah, somebody brings up a really good point. It's not just responsible. Guys, you can get sued for this stuff. Because guess what? I have been. And you better have everything in order. And we did. But you can get sued even if you got all of it. It's not the easiest thing. Just because you can get on Twitter and say whatever the hell you want and make things up about people, you know, that I wish you had the same responsibility that you have to have with a news outlet, because, you know, frankly, maybe Twitter would not be such an evil place. All right. Quick break. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.
Trying to sell your home? You're tired of lowball offers? John Granata here to talk about Lance Loken of the Loken Group at Keller Williams Platinum. His marketing results in buyers competing for your home, driving up the price. Contact Lance today. Go to thelokengroup.com, thelokengroup.com.
This is Gilad Zadok from Zadok Jewelers. We hope everyone is staying healthy and hanging in there. We remain dedicated to helping you celebrate life's milestones. We're open and ready to assist you by virtual appointment and offer curbside pickup and free overnight shipping. You can now shop Zadok Jewelers anytime at Zadok.com. A large selection is already available, and we're adding to our online store daily. Feel free to reach out if you don't see what you're looking for. Follow us at Zadok Jewelers on Instagram for a daily dose of inspiration. Remember, there are jewelry stores, and then there's Zadok's.
And now a game of Commercial Chicken, brought to you by Progressive, where we see how long Flo can go without talking about insurance. Ready? Go.
Oh, hi. Okay, guess we should talk about something. Kind of tough to be put on the spot. Not sure what to say. But I know what I'm definitely not talking about. Drivers who switch to Progressive can save big!
Okay, you win. We can't help but save customers money. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Let's go! Go! With Go Go Squeeze! We're going, growing, standing tall. Climbing, laughing, hiding, seeking, giving our all.
Our kids' days are filled with adventure, and Go-Go Squeeze is there for every run, jump, step of the way. Made from wholesome ingredients like 100% fruit and veggies, real yogurt, and no artificial anything. In go-anywhere pouches, so our kids can keep going wherever their adventures take them. Go-Go Squeeze, you make the memories, we'll make the snacks. Find us in the applesauce aisle.
Let's go!
Hey everybody, one of the big changes we're all dealing with is wearing a mask, but not all offer the same comfort and protection. I recommend the Boomer Naturals 3-layer comfortable breathable mask enhanced with nano silver technology. Nano silver can block those tiny drops and particles from getting to your nose and mouth. They also offer those popular nano silver neck gaiters, available in sizes for adults and children, in stock now and shipped to you fast. Order now at BoomerNaturals.com, use promo code Granato and save 20%. That's code GRANATO at BoomerNaturals.com. Hey, everybody, John Granato here. Some great stuff going on at Chastain Ford. 0% financing for 72 months for most 2019 and 2020 SUVs and all 2020 F-150s. 0% for 84 months on all 2019 F-150s as well. Hey, you can shop at home, too, at ChastainFord.com. Customize your own payment. Value your trade. Get pre-approved. Schedule a test drive and video walk-arounds as well. All at ChastainFord.com or visit them in their showroom, 610 at Homestead, not Hempstead, 5 minutes from downtown.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. And once again, we have the most disgusting restroom in the history of anywhere.
Yeah.
I think it's pea soup on the urinal. I can't tell. Either that or somebody dropped a loogie that's one of the most disgusting things you've ever seen and probably has Rona all over it. So, Aaron, how was your little break?
It was great. I was talking to the Twitchers about it a little bit during the break as they were asking. We had fun. Monday we went to a fake or like a lazy river that's on, you know how they do those like surf and ski ranches where they have cables that pull you?
Okay.
So we went and they have, on that part of land, they also put in a lazy river.
Where you're at New Braunfels?
No, Waco.
Waco, okay.
Because we couldn't get actual, most of the river places are, all the river operators right. are shut down and we didn't feel like buying tubes this year.
Is this the place with that big slide?
Yes.
Did you do that?
Yes.
Is it fun?
No.
No, okay.
So, I don't like the heights part of it, but I got up there and everybody was, like our whole group went up and everybody was making fun of me because I went on the second tallest and they all went on the tallest, but I just wanted to get it over with.
But wait, you didn't even go on the biggest one?
No. It was still a good 30 feet in the air. Yep, make fun of me. But
did your wife do the big one?
No, she did the second or the third smallest one.
Okay.
But when you, because of the angle, and they tell you if you're going down feet first, put your head, like tuck your neck, tuck your chin to your chest and cross your arms. Well, if you do that, and as I'm tucking my chin, you hit that dip where it launches you, and it throws you backwards. So you remember getting tackled on turf where you would hit your head. It did that to me, and I hit bare head on the slide, and I went up, and I got really dizzy for a second. By the time I got in the water, I was like, oh, crap, it's over with. And so it took me a couple minutes to recover, but it was my neck was sore. Everything hurt.
You better dial Dave.
I should.
Yeah.
But then we went to Lake Waco on Tuesday and rented a pontoon boat, and that was the best thing ever because there were a total of 7 boats on the water besides us.
Is it like how big was
it? It's a good sized lake.
Okay. So you,
not, you know,
so you were able to socially distance.
Oh, plenty.
Okay. Good.
Well, yeah, we did that when we were in Oregon. We took a rowboat out to the middle of a lake and dropped the anchor and just sat on life vests and drank beer in the middle of this lake. There was, I mean, I couldn't have thrown a full beer can in like in any direction and even come close to hitting someone. It was beautiful.
Yeah, we were out there for 8 hours, and for the first 3.5, there was one other boat, and it was a fishing boat. And so he was staying up near the banks and away from us and near all the highway bridges that were there. And so we had a tube to pull behind the boat and everything, which didn't get super fast, but it was a great time. And there was nobody around, so there wasn't any danger of, oh, crap, watch out where you're going at the last minute.
Well, sounds like you had a good one. So, I'm glad that you were able to get away and get a little break. I got to do something like that at some point. It's just right now it's kind of pointless because the wife can't go anywhere because she's got a big project, and you know we can't go to Canada. So, yeah,
I'm going to San Antonio, Texas this weekend.
Yeah,
I'm going down and having some beer from my folks at Weathered Souls. And I think on Saturday, taking the kids and my brother, we're going out to Six Flags with reservations.
All right. Wow.
And masks.
Oh, this came up on the show. Somebody said it's open. I guess it was Tyler.
Open. Yeah. Tyler told me it was open. I was like, all right, better check into it. My younger son turned 8 this year, back in May. And since I would guess, his last birthday, his seventh birthday, he's been saying, when I'm eight, I want to go on a roller coaster. And the plan was, we kept saying, on your eighth birthday, we'll go on a roller coaster. We'll go to Six Flags. Well, his eighth birthday is May 1st. So obviously, May 1st is peak Corona time. We're not going to Six Flags. Sorry.
Nope.
And pretty much every day since, it's been, hey, Six Flags open. Hey, Six Flags open. Hey, Six Flags open. So Six Flags is open. I'm not crazy about it because it's I mean, we see how hot it is here right now. I mean, yeah, these last 2 days are like the two hottest days of the year. And now you have to wear a mask the whole time you're at Six Flags. It's going to be rough. But do you know what? I'm a trooper, if nothing else.
Yeah, you're doing it for your kid.
Dad of the year.
Yeah. Hey, can I tell my positive Rona trend update of the day?
Okay.
Three straight days where the numbers have been significantly lower than the past 2 weeks in terms of increased number of cases.
Congratulations.
Not significant.
Is that just Texas or the world?
No, this is the Houston area. I don't care about the world or Texas or anything else. I care about where we live. So cases are down from last week by a bunch. Of course, last week was a spike week. But the last 3 days are all in, say, the bottom five or six, maybe seven since July 4th. So that's a good sign. Positive trend. I'm giving you good news here.
All right, I'll take it.
Only place that reports on this. So 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. And, a couple people asking. There's some hockey questions on Twitch. I'll do that on the break for the Twitchers. So if you want hockey info, that's the time to do it. That's one of the things I like about Twitch is, you know, we can answer questions about sports that a fewer number of people care about, so we don't have to waste airtime on it. It's a good thing.
By the way, currently Grizzlies up 15 on the Giannis-less Bucks. So it looks like it's going to, and the Suns are up 17 on the Mavericks. So it looks like if the Suns want to get in, they're team nets tonight.
Yeah.
Good luck.
I'm not liking their chances.
I'm not liking their chances either.
So,
but it is, they're going to go 8-0 and miss out on the damn playoffs.
Well, you knew it was a long shot. You knew you needed some help.
Well, yeah. Well, you probably went in thinking, you know what? If we win all our games, we're gonna have a shot. Maybe not. Mm. So we can't get that Bucks game, huh? That's on. It's getting blocked.
Yes, it's blacked out in our region. And
bastards. Well, what are you gonna do? Nothing we can do about that. Thanks a lot, NBA. You think every game would be available everywhere at this point, right?
Yeah,
Don't you lift blackout restrictions once there's no fans in
crowd? No, they don't, because they gotta get every penny out of you, AJ. They hold you by your ankles and shake out the coins. That's what they do.
Isn't the whole purpose of a blackout to make sure that
you pay for the?
I don't know.
It's to make you pay for the NBA package or the NFL pack or whatever you want.
Or AT&T Sportsnet if you want the guys local. I mean, yeah.
I know in the old days, games would get blacked out until the game was a sellout.
Well, that was the NFL. The NBA's always had these restrictions.
Right. But the NBA, you would think in a time when there's a worldwide pandemic going on, you're one of, you know, the few sports that's going on. You got a chance to really gain some eyes. You're like, not available in your area. Really?
Well, unless you want to pay for it. They want to gain dollars. They
Who's
don't want to gain
eyes. Who's
paying
for it now? It's the last day of the season.
Yeah. Maybe you, who suddenly gets excited, are going to go pay $3.99 for it.
I'll wait for the playoffs when I can watch all the games for free.
Cheap bastard.
I am. When it comes to the NBA. I mean, dude, you're getting me to watch the NBA. I begrudgingly watch the Rockets because I have to. I used to stay up late to watch the Warriors play because it was fun. Now, I mean, the Warriors aren't the Warriors this year, so I didn't have to do any of that. Watch the Rockets, and I mean, I've got no other NBA interest.
I watch the Raptors. That's the other one.
Yeah, I don't care enough about another team.
Yeah. But
I mean, I'll watch the Lakers when I get a chance to, because I like to, you know, see what I'm really buying into with these guys. But I don't find myself every night going home. And you know what? I'll say the same thing about baseball. It's not like every night I go home, oh, I can't wait to watch this game tonight. I just don't have that feeling about sports right now.
I haven't watched any baseball not involving the Astros. And I'm kind of doing now what I usually do with the Astros is I'll watch a few innings. Okay. I can't watch a game start to finish because it's just not interesting enough. But Rockets games, although the last couple have been really bad because they didn't care. But I've been watching the Rockets games, and then all the hockey's been meaningful. So, and I have all of those on that Fubo. I have every single hockey game, so it's easy. I'll just sit there and watch all day on hockey.
You know something else I thought of? We knew going into this bubble, not everybody was going to end up playing the same amount of games, right?
Right.
We knew that it wasn't going to be perfectly balanced. Everyone played the exact same amount of games. We knew that to be the case. So if the real goal here is to maintain as much safety as possible, and we know tonight we are going to know who the 17 playoff teams are. We're going to know what every matchup is by the end of this night. Why are there still four games tomorrow?
I don't know.
I mean, why wouldn't you just say, all right, well, it's all decided now. Nobody's position can change. We're not playing these games.
Don't they have to hit a certain number of games to get TV money?
Yeah, that's what it is. That's why the number was eight to begin with.
But they knew not everybody was going to hit the magic number.
No, it didn't.
But I think it needed to be a total number of games to hit.
Yeah, that they have to have to get paid. That's why they did exactly eight regular season games. So that's why they have to play them to get paid. So that's all they care about, man, is money. That's why it's okay not to be a rabid fan.
Suns are up 20, by the way.
Yeah, and they're gonna.
They. You know what? I think the Lakers would be nervous about the Suns.
Nah. Because the thing is, the Lakers haven't really had anything to play for. You know, LeBron sat out. Davis has sat out. It's just like the Bucks. It's like they don't really care. And all these other teams are having to play their ass off, like the Blazers and the Suns. And boy, the Grizzlies were a lock to get in. No way they could drop out now, but assuming they continue to win. But, that's why I don't want to get too caught up in these bottom guys because they've had a lot to play for. All right. Well, guess what? We're going to go to my man, Lawyer Dave. And Dave, if Aaron had hurt himself on the lazy river and almost drowned, would he have had a case?
Well, we probably would have taken his wife or girlfriend's case, but, you know, we know him, and that would not be a very reputable person, huh? Sorry about that. Hey, Blitzers, if you get caught on the lazy river and darn near drown, give me a holler at 713-626-8900. I'm Lawyer Dave, Houston-based Lawyer David Mestemaker.
And it's more than that. If you slip and fall, you're in a car accident, you know, 18-wheeler hits you, industrial, anything, you got workers' comp issues, you handle all that.
Yep. We take any kind of accident where someone gets hurt and it's not their fault, and if it's legitimate, we do our very best to make money for the client and make some money for ourselves, too.
Yeah, and the good news is it doesn't cost them anything out of pocket, even if they have to go to a doctor. If you take their case, you don't get a dime unless they win.
That's right. We gamble together. If we take their case, we take it all the way through trial. Some lawyers are not inclined to do that. We do, from beginning to end. And if we lose, they don't owe me anything. Similarly, let's say that somebody doesn't have insurance and they're hurting from an accident. Well, we'll get them to a doctor without any money out of their pocket up front. And if they need transportation, if Fred's Cadillac's not available, we'll get them an Uber.
All right, let them know how they can get in touch with you.
I thought that was funny.
Yeah, I'm not driving anybody. That's on them. Sorry. I'll help you out any way I can, but I'm not going to Uber for you.
Okay, I appreciate that. We'll withdraw that comment then. Anyway, hit me up at 713-626-8900. I'm here right now. So call me if you got a question or a complaint or a problem. Call me, 713-626-8900. I'll do my very best to answer it. If I can't help you, I'll send you to somebody who can. Or Lawyer Dave Law. Or Lawyer Dave Law is my Twitter handle. And last and certainly not least, my friend Fred can always find me.
Yeah, just if you can't remember any of that, just hit me up either on Twitter or email, and I will get you in touch with the right person. And I will tell them, if you need a lawyer, what do?
They better dial Dave.
Blowing in a mall doesn't mean that we involved. I just put a Richard on the card. I ain't going playing Bob.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
When you get a new electric plan, you expect a nice small bill. Then you get a big unexpected bill. Why? Because that great deal they told you about comes with all kinds of fine print. Switch to Champion Energy. There's no fine print and no surprise charges. Just a low rate every day. You never overpay and you get what you expect. A simple plan and a great low rate. Sign up and start saving. Switch to Champion Energy today.
PUCT 10098.
Hey, Lance and Craig DeSerf here. So tell me this, why do you guys have such great pre-owned vehicles with so many low mileage? I don't understand how you're getting those.
The reason why, Lance, is we're out in the middle of nowhere and no one drives anywhere. So they just sit around, take them in on trade, sell them as a cream puff.
And look, you can buy online if you want to buy online. They can deliver it out there. But low mileage pre-owned vehicles right now are all the rage because you are saving money and a lot of people need to trade down. So make sure that you get your vehicle at LanceZCars.com.
Hello, Houston. Marcus Kajawa here bringing you another incredible land buying opportunity. On Saturday, August 22nd, one of the area's finest high-elevation ranches spanning thousands of acres will be liquidated in tracts ranging from 10 to 300 acres. Come out and buy 12 acres with tons of creek frontage and trees for only $29,000. Buy 50 acres with beautiful hardwoods and abundant wildlife for only $99,000. All ranches have paved road frontage, new survey, and no restrictions. It's your ranch, so it's your rules. Call us right now, 800-684-4611. That's 800-684-4611. No hassle owner financing available. 800-684-4611. That's 800-684-4611. 4611.
You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5
and on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on the Blitz. The texture was one. Oh, there you go. Very good. 448. I think that's your second. I think we just kind of blasted through the first one. Texter was wanting to know, what are some of the stories that I had to kill at the Chronicle? You're going to have to wait for my memoirs or when I'm dead. But there was a lot of stuff and much more sordid than this, believe it or not, that we just never were able to nail down. Late hits tonight, Patrick Creighton and Jason Braddock, 7 o'clock. And Jason's gonna pop in here in a little bit when he gets here, so we can weigh in on that. So can we get the Joe Kelly thing out of the way?
I hate that.
Dude.
I hate that.
Did you just punch the wrong button?
Yes.
See, I
tried to hit delete and it hit the right above delete is the volume up button.
Yep. See, that's why I would say 99% of the time I mute mine ahead of time so the volume doesn't change it because that is easy to do.
On Twitch?
No, on the whole computer.
Well, I mute it too.
No.
So, but what, like when it's muted and you press volume up on the whole computer, it just blasts out.
Huh. See, that doesn't do that on mine.
Are you sure?
Yeah. Yeah, my whole computer's muted. So Twitch can't override that. You go see the little sound thing there? You just go and hit mute. Boom, done. I do that before every show. Now, sometimes I forget, and that's happened before, and you make fun of me for it. So I only...
What sound thing are you hitting?
You go to your settings here, where it says System Preferences.
Oh, yeah, that's a lot of work.
Yeah, well, it's not that hard once you do it.
Yeah, well, I'm not doing that.
So, yeah, I'll just
keep doing that. I'll keep screwing up. The Joe Kelly thing is interesting to me because, and I know now... It's really easy. If Joe Kelly says something, the easy thing to do is say, Joe Kelly sucks. He's the worst, blah, blah, blah. What Joe Kelly's talking about today, and John and I discussed this on a Sports Map video this morning, I mean, it's something that we've kind of said in the past. It's not so much about, you know, because the obvious thing is, well, Joe Kelly was on a team that cheated too, and he was.
Right.
And Joe Kelly's not, he's not mad, I don't think that they, I don't think he's mad that they cheated as much as he's mad that they folded under the MLB's pressure and told everybody what was going on, and in that, by doing that, in doing so, they got Joey Cora, Carlos Beltran, AJ Hinch, Jeff Luno, got all those guys fired because they had immunity. And the Red Sox, we talked about this, the Red Sox kind of did it. The Astros did it the way a good kid who's getting in trouble for the first time does it. That you're in trouble, you're, let's say you're in the principal's office, or let's say you did something really bad. You're a good kid and you found yourself in a police station, and the officer says, "Son, I'm looking at your record. It's the first time you've ever been in trouble. I'm going to tell you what. You tell me the whole story, and I'm going to make sure that you don't get in big trouble." And the Astros were like, "Oh, well, officer, here's who I was with. Here's how it happened. Here, you know, this is the whole story.
Here's how we did the trash cans." Yeah.
Right. And they did what kids who didn't. And listen, not every kid got in trouble when they were young. So some people don't know.
There are good kids out there, believe it or not.
There are good kids. So the Astros were good kids. They got caught up in trouble for the first time, and they reacted the way every good kid reacts the first time they get in trouble. Now, me, I wasn't a good kid growing up. I was a bad kid. And bad kids knew, especially if you did stuff with other bad kids. If you, let's say you and three of your buddies went out and did some crime, some criminal activity together, it was pretty much a given that, hey, if something goes down, none of us talk. We all, you deny till you die. And that's what the Red Sox did. They did it sort of the mafia way.
Right, right, which I respect. I respect that.
The MLB came to them and said, "We know what you've done. We want all that you've got on it. We want evidence. We want to know who was involved." And the Red Sox sat there smoking a cigarette and said, "Oh, yeah? Oh, yeah? If you knew something, we wouldn't be having this conversation. I'd already be in a cell." And they all held firm. And
I'm waiting for my lawyer.
They lost one guy. They lost one guy, the video guy, who's really, he's not even lost. He's suspended for a year.
Yeah.
And I don't know this for a fact.
Well, they lost Alex Cora too.
But that wasn't because of them. He was lost already. He was going He was going by the wayside. I think that they gave that video guy a bag on the way out, and they were like, "Listen, when you're a guy like Alex Cora or Carlos Beltran or AJ Hinch or Jeff Luno, who are making seven figures, you're making a seven-figure annual salary, it's hard to put together a bag that makes you feel good about losing that gig. If you're the video guy and you're making, let's be generous and say he's making $100,000 a year, I think that's generous. But let's say he was.
Probably about 60, I'm guessing.
Maybe. All right.
Maybe.
I'm just saying, let's be generous and say 100K a year.
I'll be generous, 62K.
And you go around that clubhouse and you say, "All right, guys, we're rolling over on our boy here. I'm gonna need 100K from each one of you. 25 of you puts ins." And they all put it in a hat and they say, "Hey, we appreciate you." Now this guy who's got $100,000 a year job gets $2.5 million in a bag, and they say, "Hey, man, let's just keep this between us.
Just take the fall.
Yeah.
Be the fall guy. You're not going to jail."
And there's a lot of people who are like, "Well, what? How do you know they gave him money?" Well, here's what I do know. If they didn't give him money, don't you think he would have been on every television outlet, CNN, Fox News, saying, "This is what happened. Let me tell you exactly what went down. They screwed me over big time."
He'd be getting paid for that too.
He didn't say any of that stuff. You know why? Because the Red Sox, that we take care of we're going to take care of yous. We're going to take care of your whole family. Just like that, brother.
Hey,
do the time for us. We's going to take care of it. We're going to put money in your commissary. And that's what they do.
See, and that was a really good bit that apparently we lost the signal.
Oh, no.
I know. I didn't want to interrupt you, but
I did that my whole yeah, use.
You did your whole, you know, yep.
That's disappointing. But the fact, I mean, are we live on Twitch.tv?
Yes, we are.
Okay, well, they got it then.
All right.
Or if we're live on the app, we're live on Twitch, I'll keep it up because I do think it's true.
Oh, I agree. It really did not sit well with me that they all just rolled over. And I mean, honestly, and not that I'm encouraging people to not tell the truth in a situation, but if I'm the Astros, they can't suspend me because the Players Association would never allow it. I would be talking to the Players Association. Hey, do I have to talk here? I'd be talking to my lawyer and I would just say, hey, you know what? I got nothing for you.
They come talk to you. Don't you say, like they say, listen, Mike Fiers told us about this elaborate scheme that's been going on. We want to know what you guys know. If I'm the Astros, I look them dead in the face and there's 25 of us sitting here. I say, Mike, who? I don't know what he's talking about, sir. You're going to have to ask him to be more specific because guess what MLB didn't have without the Astros admitting it? They didn't have proof.
Right.
They had Mike Fiers' word. By the way, Mike Fiers, who's now caught up in sexual assault against a minor, you're going to take his word over ours?
That's how I would have said it. That's what I'm just saying.
I'm telling you now, if the Astros, and I get that they had immunity, but you...
Immunity doesn't... You don't have to talk just because you have immunity.
That's the point, and that's what Joe Kelly's saying. Because here's the thing about immunity. The cops never give you immunity unless someone else is going to go down on the information that you give. Because the cops they don't want to just say, hey, we solved a crime. Oh, yeah, who'd you bust? No one, but we figured it out. We gave him immunity, so he admitted it. No, they only offer immunity if they know there's a bigger fish they can get. And it was the same case here. So when they offered the Astros immunity, the gangster thing to do is to say, I don't need immunity because I don't know what you're talking about, sir. Unless you have, you know, some sort of evidence that I'm involved in this, I'm going to need you to contact my attorney. That's what I would have said.
Or just the old fashioned, I'm going to invoke my Fifth Amendment privileges.
Or, this is always a good one, I don't remember. It was 2017. That's a long time
ago.
And
I drink a lot. Yeah. Well,
I don't remember what was happening then. We don't do that now because everyone says the Astros weren't doing that last year, right? So if that system was dead and gone, I'd say, I don't know what you're talking about. I don't remember anything like that in 2017.
Yeah, there's a lot of ways they could have handled it.
You don't just say, all right, you got me. Here's what I got. Here's all the dirt. Knowing right. that the dirt's going to bury somebody. And it ended up burying.
So, hey, at least I'm looking out for myself. Well, how so? You weren't going to ever get suspended.
That's what
they
I'm
couldn't.
Saying.
And the Red Sox learned that. And so, well, I think Joe Kelly's a little bitch. I agree with him on this.
I'm with you.
Quick break. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.